Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 1. The Intrinsic Significance of Deuteronomy, a Book Concerning Christ. Thursday Related Verses. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 through 2, and verses 5 through 9. Verse 1. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the judgments, which Jehovah your God has commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land into which you are crossing over to possess. Verse 2. That you may fear Jehovah your God, and keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I am commanding you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be extended. Verse 5. And you shall love Jehovah your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. Verse 6. And these words which I command you today shall be upon your heart. Verse 7. And you shall repeat them to your children, and speak about them when you sit in your house, and when you journey on the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. Verse 8. And you shall bind them on your hand as a sign, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Verse 9. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. And he humbled you and let you go hungry, and fed you the manna, which you had never known nor your fathers had ever known, so that he might make you know that man lives not by bread alone, but that man lives by everything that proceeds out from the mouth of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God. Suggested reading. Paul's writing in Romans chapter 10, verses 6 through 8, further indicates that every word spoken in Deuteronomy is Christ, for Paul applies the breathing of God to Christ. Christ is the Word who has come out from God. This Word who is in the beginning, who is with God, who was God, and who became flesh, is Christ. As the Word, Christ himself is the Word rehearsed in the book of Deuteronomy. We need to realize that every word in Deuteronomy is a life supply for us. The children of Israel were sustained by everything that proceeded out of the mouth of God. This actually means that they were sustained by Christ, for whatever proceeds out of God's mouth is Christ. On the one hand, Christ is the good land. On the other hand, he is the food which sustains us on the way to the good land. He is the one who can make it into the land. God never intended that we make it in ourselves. The Lord is leading us into the good land by Christ, and he is sustaining us also by Christ, who is everything that proceeds out of the mouth of God. This means that Christ is sustaining us to enter into himself. The Bible is not merely a book of history, stories, and teachings. The Bible is the embodiment of Christ. Whatever Christ is and has, and whatever Christ has done, is doing, will do, and can do, are embodied in the Bible. To read the Bible, therefore, is to participate in Christ. Since the Bible is God's breath, God's exhaling, the best way to study the Bible is to breathe it, to inhale it. We should not think that the word is distant, and we should not ask who will ascend to heaven to bring the word down, or who will go across the sea to bring the word to us. The word is very near. It is in our mouth and in our heart. Christ as the Word has already come down in his incarnation, and he has already come out of the abyss, out of Hades, in his resurrection. In resurrection, he has become the life-giving Spirit as the breath for us to breathe. This means that he is not only the Word, but also the Spirit. When we receive his Word, we receive the Spirit. For the words he speaks to us are spirit and life. Learn to inhale the breath of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. If we breathe the processed triune God, the grace of Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit will be with us. When we take the word by inhaling the Bible, we will be able to do in Christ what we cannot do in ourselves. Consider what Paul says in the book of Philippians, which is a Deuteronomy, a re-speaking of Moses' words. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul could declare, "I am able to do all things in him who empowers me." These things are itemized in verse 8, where Paul says, "What things are true, what things are dignified, what things are righteous, what things are pure, what things are lovely, what things are well spoken of. If there is any virtue and if any praise, take account of these things." Before Paul was in Christ, he could not do any of these things. But in Christ, the one who empowered him, he could do them all. This can also be our experience today. If we would have this experience, we need to enjoy the divine Trinity by inhaling the Bible, the embodiment of Christ.